the Bay Area, we have more than our share of circus performers. Clowns, jugglers, fire dancers, aerialists, hula hoopers, tightrope walkers. Maybe you've seen them at a performance, at Burning Man, leading workshops at your child's school, or practicing their skills in a park on a sunny afternoon. If you haven't run across one yet, it's probably only a matter of time. Turns out it's not just Quebec City, the home of Cirque du Soleil, that's overflowing with circus arts. San Francisco is one of the top destinations in North America for performers to train, collaborate, and experiment. A lot of this began in the 1970s when the Pickle Family Circus and other innovative troupes started up. And a training center created by Pickle Family members is still one of the most comprehensive circus arts schools in the country. KALW's Sarah Bernard has the story of San Francisco's circus history, past, present, and Pickle.
I remember the moment very clearly. Two of my housemates came home one night, giddy and breathless, and said, "We are joining the circus." Little did I know, those few words would launch my part-time career as a circus groupie. Over the next 5 years, I followed the troupe my friends had joined, the Dreamtime Circus, to India, Peru, and around the Bay Area, taking photos, painting sets and faces, and watching them juggle swords, dance with fire, and dazzle audiences. But the more time I spent with the Dreamtime Circus in San Francisco, the less this circus subculture felt like a subculture. Suddenly, the circus was everywhere. It seemed like everyone in the Bay Area had some kind of circus skill. It turns out, I wasn't that far off.
My name is Paulina Smith, and I'm a clown. I go by the name of Dr. Schmidt.
My name is Natasha Kaluza, and I am a hula hooper, a clown, and I also teach circus to kids and adults.
My name is Paoli Lacey, and I was involved in circus in San Francisco, primarily with Mega Circus, but also with Everybody's Family Circus in the 70s and 80s.
I come from the East Coast. I grew up in Boston, even spent a lot of time in New York. I would say the circus scene here is unlike any other.
I didn't think that I wanted to do circus or be a clown. And then once I got here, I just fell into it, got swept up, and it snowballed, and it's been my living ever since.
I think I could go out at least once a week, all year round, looking at clown and circus shows. There's almost always something curious to, like, pay attention to and find out about clowning and circus around here.
I used to have the same images some people still have of the circus. A candy-striped, big-top tent, a scary-looking clown in Ronald McDonald shoes, and some guy in a top hat cracking a whip at a lion. But in the early 1970s, circus performers were starting to question that age-old tradition. And people like Judy Finelli were doing it in San Francisco.
So there were early signs that young people wanted to do circus in a non-Ringling Brothers aesthetic.
Finelli is the former artistic director of the Pickle Family Circus. And she co-founded the San Francisco School of Circus Arts, now known as the Circus Center, with Pickle performer Wendy Parkman.
I had no particular appreciation or no reason to have any appreciation for the circus until I saw the Pickle Family Circus.
Pickle Family Circus souvenir t-shirts. Do not rip, rot, wear, tear, rust, bust, flap in the breeze, sag in the knees, or smell bad in foul weather.
That's from a 1981 broadcast on KXPR in Sacramento.
And it was just the most joyful, ebullient expression of, you know, just being in the audience made me feel just so happy.
The Titans of the Trampoline, Cecilia, Dr. Brown, and Bouncing Billy.
The Pickle Family Circus, Parkman says, was not a far-off, magical thing that you marveled at from your seat 50 rows up in the big top.
But there has always been a tradition of teaching and sharing, and as you said, bringing people in. The Pickle Family Circus, and when they were traveling, they always did a workshop for family and neighbors, friends, people who were going to come to the show. There was always a free workshop.
It's the connection to the community that makes what we do possible.
That's Pickle Family Circus co-founder Larry Pizzoni, sharing his story on KXPR.
A very important aspect to our project is that we perform for and are sponsored by small community service organizations, daycare centers, clinics, senior centers.
You know, they weren't doing it to become super famous circus stars.
Again, Wendy Parkman.
They were doing it because it was a good, they were doing something that they loved, and it was simultaneously a good way to give back to communities, even communities that you didn't live in, because they raised money for service organizations every time they performed.
Which again broke down this separation between the general public and circus artists. So it was about breaking that down.
Judy Finelli says this was a pretty big change. It used to be that either you were born into the circus world or you weren't. Until 1984, when Finelli and Parkman decided to do something about it.
So we thought, well, there ought to be a school, because how is what I see going to improve?
So they started a series of classes that grew into a circus school. Wendy Parkman says,
that idea was that these are all really accessible and fun things to do, and everybody should be able to participate in how fun this is. You know, you don't have to be a hardcore athlete on a soccer team to have, you know, a good physical experience, nor do you have to be a competitive gymnast to have a good physical experience. There's room for all kinds of tendencies and passions and proclivities.
Pickle family alumni still perform around the world. One of its first clowns, Bill Irwin, made it in Hollywood. Gypsy Snyder and Shayna Carroll co-founded Seven Fingers, a successful Montreal-based circus troupe. And while the Pickle Family Circus no longer performs as a collective, Circus Center students still show off for friends, family, and the community, and they can still totally impress an audience.
There are these kids, these young kids, little kids, I don't know, maybe 6, 7 years old, who are climbing up ropes and silks, aerial silks, and wrapping them around their legs and flipping around upside down. And they seem really at ease. And that's, I guess, the inspiration of the circus, the magic of it, is that maybe anybody could do it. Maybe if you're 6, apparently you can, if you're 6 years old. Yeah.
When I think of the circus, it makes me believe that anything's possible.
Paulina Smith graduated from the Circus Center's Clown Conservatory in 2009.
I mean, the way that people can contort their bodies or can climb ropes and swing from trapezes is really just magical.
It's poetry, using your body.
Again, Circus Center co-founder Judy Finelli.
Because you can't really explain what a poem is, and yet everyone knows what it is. Circus is a little bit like that. You know a great circus act when you've just seen one. And what it does to you works on a very visceral, internal level, much like a poem does.
It's hard for me to explain exactly what made me start following the circus around. Of course, there's this awe and admiration, but there's also something like an invitation. A circus performance always makes me wonder, could I do that? Maybe I can. In San Francisco, I'm Sarah Bernard for Cross Currents.